It's Thursday, December 18, 2025.
This battle is just getting started.
Democrats and scientists vow to fight White House plan to dismantle nation's crown jewel of climate science. The EU and Ford back off transition to EVs. Plus, global warming is transforming the Arctic faster than scientists expected.
All of those disturbing stories and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
And he made up the slogan, Drill Baby Drill.
Actually, it was coined in 2008 by then GOP Chair Michael Steele before being used endlessly by failed vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. But hey, if you're a 28-year-old White House press secretary who was 11 at the time, sure, Donald Trump made it up. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I know you got a lot to get to as we wrap up our Green News Report for the year, so have at it.
Well, first up, Donald Trump ordered a blockade on sanctioned oil tankers going to and from Venezuela this week, escalating his threats against Venezuela's president. In remarks to reporters on Wednesday, Trump explicitly referred to seizing Venezuela's vast oil reserves and mineral resources, effectively saying the quiet part out loud.
That he's going to steal the oil.
Here in the U.S., shocking news. The Trump White House announced it is moving to dismantle the world-leading National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, in Colorado, ridiculously calling the center a source of, quote, climate alarmism. NCAR has revolutionized weather forecasting and climate modeling with crucial, life-saving research that benefits Americans and the economy. Dismantling it would be a major blow to climate research globally, as scientists say time is running out to address climate change. Yale University scientist Jeff Masters warned, quote, climate change is going to kick our butts if we lose NCAR at a time when climate change is increasing extreme weather events that are capable of crashing the economy. Science advocates are calling on the public to contact their representatives. Democratic Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse vowed to fight the move, saying,
I think the announcement is deeply dangerous. I think it is reckless, it's short-sighted, and ultimately unlawful. It has nothing to do with the work that's being done every day at NCAR, which is life-saving and critical for our national security, and everything to do with politics.
Yeah, and the weird thing is it has as much to do with Donald Trump's denial of climate change as it does with Trump's interest in trying to free someone from jail in Colorado who's serving 9 years, a MAGA lady, for trying to defraud the 2020 election.
At the North Pole.
Santa?
No. Global warming is transforming the Arctic faster than expected, according to the new Arctic report card that the Trump administration surprisingly allowed federal scientists to publish this week. Snow season is dramatically shorter. Sea ice is thinning and melting earlier. Rising ocean heat is reshaping ecosystems. Precipitation is increasingly falling as rain, not snow. And melting of the Arctic's permafrost is washing toxic mineral runoff from the soil into more than 200 rivers across northern Alaska, turning them rusty red, polluting drinking water, and threatening vital salmon habitat.
Santa is not going to like that at all.
In other news, the European Union will walk back its 2035 deadline to phase out gasoline-powered vehicles after heavy lobbying from its ailing auto industry. U.S. automaker Ford announced it is also backing off from electric vehicles and will take a nearly $20 billion write-down in the wake of the Trump administration and congressional Republicans dismantling key manufacturing and consumer incentives. Industry analysts warn Trump's policies will harm U.S. competitiveness as global markets continue to shift to electrification, with China reaping the rewards.
Yeah, China ain't backing off of EVs, are they?
Nope. And finally, a bit of hope as we close out this difficult year. In a recent broadcast, renowned climate scientist Dr. Michael Mann explained why he remains optimistic about the climate fight based on his decades of climate research.
The obstacles aren't physical. They're not technological, they're political. And political obstacles can be overcome. The only way you're going to prevail is if you fight the good fight, and that's what we've got to do.
Count me in. We'll continue fighting the good fight in the new year. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. We will be off until after the new year. We look forward to seeing you then. Until then, please keep us in mind for your year-end giving. We are 100% listener-supported at bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Happy holidays. This has been your Green News Report.